亲爱的朋友、弟兄姊妹们，你们好，这里是大卫弟兄，欢迎你们再一次收听复兴之声节目。在今天的节目里，我们将要继续播放爱德华·米勒牧师一系列的信息，耶稣显明神。在今天晚上的信息里，他将要与我们分享一个题目，血漏妇人得医治。像当年患了12年血漏的妇人来到耶稣的跟前，他带着一个单纯的信心说，我只要摸着他衣裳的穗子，我就能够得以痊愈，因为他相信神的大能在耶稣的身上。哈利路亚，让我们今天晚上都带着这样一颗单纯渴慕的心，叫我们身上的病得医治，我们的罪得蒙赦免。愿神祝福你，让我们一起来欣赏。
Reminded when we were in the Delta.
我们在那三角洲很远的地方。
Because we weren't supposed to be having a meeting.
因为我们它是在讲大陆的地方哈，我们在那边不应该有聚会的。
It seemed like religious meetings made the police very unhappy.
好像宗教的集会让警察很不高兴。
I guess it reminded them of how awful sinners they were.
我想这提醒了他们，让他们觉得说自己是很糟糕的罪人。
But anyway.There were a lot of people there.
但是不管怎么样，那天有很多人。
And it was very crowded.
而且很挤。
And, I'll repeat that. It was very crowded.
我要重复讲，那是非常非常挤的。
And the services went on from about 5:30 in the morning.
那个聚会从早上五点半开始。
Till about 11 at night.
差不多到晚上十一点。
And we would sing.
我们会唱歌
and we would speak
我们会讲到。
And we would sing some more.
又再唱一点歌。
And speak some more.
又再讲一点道。
And drink a little tea.
然后喝一点茶。
And sing some more.
再唱歌。
And speak some more.
再讲道。
And have a little tea.
然后又喝一点茶。
And sing some more.
再唱歌。
And speak some more.
再讲道。
And have a little lunch.
然后就吃点中饭，然后再唱歌。
And speak some more.
再讲道。
And have a little tea.
又喝点茶。
That was till about 11 at night.
然后就这样一直到晚上十一点钟。
And it was crowded.
很挤。
But they got happy sometimes.
但是他们有时候变得非常的快乐。
They were a happy people.
他们真的是很快乐的人。
They had found the joy of the Lord.
他们已经找到了主的喜乐。
And they were rejoicing in the Lord.
他们在主里面欢喜。
And they would dance.
他们会跳舞
in their joy.
在喜乐中跳舞了
But it was very crowded.
可是那边很挤啊
And so they danced in a most unique way.
所以他们用一种非常独特的方式来跳舞是这样的上上下下的跳
There was no sideways.
他们没有办法往旁边跳
And then about 11 o'clock.
然后差不多到了晚上11点了
We ended the service.
聚会结束
They all sat down.
他们通通坐下来
Till the next morning.
直到第二天早上
Right where they were
就在他们原来的位置上
That was church
那个是教会
That was dining room
那是他们吃饭的地方
That was bedroom
那也是他们的卧室
Till the next morning
直到第二天早上
And No chairs
他们没有椅子都是坐在地板上
There wasn't room for chairs
根本没有空间可以摆椅子
And I was a little bit reminded of that tonight.
今天晚上就让我稍微想起了那个时候。
Not too much. I mean, we have a ways to go yet.
因为我这边还是跟那边不太一样，因为我们这边还跟那边比还是很宽敞。
But we did have some wonderful days.
但是我们确实在那里有一些很愉快的日子。
We met with brothers and sisters.
我们在那里遇见了弟兄姐妹。
Who had the marks on their bodies.
他们的身体上有一些痕迹。
Of their love for Christ.
就是他们对基督爱的记号。
Some of them had lost everything.
他们当中有一些人失掉了一切。
But they were happy.
但是他们很高兴。
They were rejoicing.
他们欢喜。
And not one was about to give you a sad story.
没有一个人要跟你讲一个很悲惨的故事。
On the contrary.
相反的。
They rejoiced in the Lord.
他们在主里面欢喜。
They rejoiced that their names were written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
他们欢喜，因为他们的名字已经写在羔羊的生命册上。
And it was a joy to be with them.
跟他们在一起是很大的快乐。
But tonight I want to share with you some things.
今天晚上我要来跟你们分享一些东西。
Out of the book of Matthew.
我们来看马太福音。
We're in that book right now.
我们现在一直在看马太福音。
And for those who are visiting, we're giving a series.
今天有些访客，所以我们讲一下，我们在讲一个系列。
That shows how Jesus.Revealed unto us his Father God.
来显明就是耶稣怎么样把他的父神启示给我们。
See, that's what he came to earth to do.
这就是耶稣来到世上要做的事情。
Because we have not yet been to heaven.
因为我们还没有上到天上去。
So Jesus, the Son of God, came down from heaven.
所以耶稣神的儿子他就从天降下来。
To show us as much as we can understand now in our small state.
他要跟我们显明就是在我们现在这个渺小的状况里面让我们能够了解
What his father was like
来了解说他的父像什么样子
In relation to human beings
跟人之间的关系
He is a great God
他是伟大的神
But not a far off uninterested independent God
但是他不是遥远的对我们不感兴趣的是一个独立的神
But God is very interested in human beings and involved in their lives
而这位神他对于人的生活非常的感兴趣也常常的参与人的生活
Not angry with them
没有他没有生人的气
Grieved
他会忧伤
But not angry
但不是生气
God Jesus came to take care of the anger part
耶稣来他处理好生气的部分
But just like we will grieve if our children hurt themselves.
但是就像我们一样，如果我们的孩子伤了自己，我们会难过。
Especially if it's a serious hurt.
特别如果是很严重的伤害。
And maybe with a car accident.
或许出了车祸。
or a play accident.
或许是在玩的时候
and they end up in the hospital.
出了意外，结果进了医院。
Oh, how concerned we are.
我们就会非常的关切。
Not angry.
不会生气。
Maybe the child did some stupid thing.
或许孩子做了一些很笨的事情。
Maybe he forgot and ran out after a ball right in front of a car.
或许他忘掉了，就在车子前面追着球跑。
Well, it was his own fault.
那是他自己的错。
But we're not angry.
但是我们没有生气。
We're grieved.
我们难过。
And we hurt.
我们会伤心。
And we want to try to help.
我们会想要去帮忙。
And Jesus showed us that is the way God is.
耶稣跟我们显明神就是这个样子。他难过。
And he wants to help.
他想要帮助。
Because we've made mistakes.
因为我们犯错。
And in our life, we get hurt.
在我们的生命中我们会受伤
Some more seriously than others.
有的伤得比别人要厉害
Sometimes more seriously than other times.
有时候伤得比别的时候要严重
But the one thing above all that Jesus showed us
但是耶稣跟我们显明的最重要的一点
That God loves us
就是神爱我们
He cares for us
他顾念我们
And seeks for ways to help us
而且他试着要找办法来帮助我们
If your child is hurt
如果你的小孩受伤了
Take him to the hospital
把他带到医院里去
The doctor won't sit and hold him in his arms and cuddle him and weep over him
医生不会说让孩子坐在他的身上去抱着他然后就在他身上哭
Oh no no no
不会的
Not because he's mean
不是因为这医生不好
But he starts looking for ways to help
而是因为医生要找办法来帮助
What will help this child?
什么能够帮助这个孩子
What will help him get well?
什么能够帮助孩子
What is the real problem?
什么是真正的问题
How can I work on it?
我要怎么样在他的身上做
Maybe it's a broken arm.
或许他的手臂摔断了
Well, then he won't give him an aspirin.
那么医生不会给他阿司匹林
He's going to try and fix that arm.
他会试着要修补他的手臂
And he knows it will take perhaps 6 weeks for it to heal
他知道手臂或许要六个礼拜才会痊愈
But he looks for ways to help it to heal
他就找办法来帮助手臂能够医好
I have seen people that have broken their arm or their leg
我看到有的人摔断了手或者摔断了手臂
But nobody helped them to get well
但是没有人帮助他们来痊愈
And their arm healed
他们手臂得了医治
By itself,
自己就医治好
but all crooked.
但是是扭曲了
They didn't have any help.
他没有任何的帮助
So doctor looks for ways or help that will really help.
所以医生就找办法能够真正来帮助的
And sometimes it's not instant help.
有时候这帮助并不是瞬间的
Maybe it will be weeks or months.
或许要几个礼拜甚至几个月
All that time that doctor is trying to help him get well.
在这段时间内医生都一直试着要帮助他来康复
That's the way God is with us.
神对我们就是这个样子
He seeks to bring us to a place where we'll really be well
他要找办法把我们带到一个地方就是我们能够真正的痊愈
Because he cares
因为他顾念
Because he loves us
因为他爱我们
And that's what Jesus showed us here
这就是耶稣在这里跟我们显明的
And so in this little story
所以在这个小小的故事里面
we'll find in Matthew theChapter 9.
我们来看到是在马太福音第九章
And we'll read verses 20 and 21 and 22.
我们来读二十、二十一、二十二节，马太福音第九章二十节开始。
It's a short little story.
这是一个很短的故事。
Let's all read it.
我们一起来读二十节，请。有一个女人患了12年的血漏来到耶稣背后摸他的衣裳穗子因为她心里说我只摸他的衣裳就必痊愈耶稣转过来看见她就说女儿放心你的信救了你从那时候女人就痊愈了
Now this woman was very sick
这个女人病得很厉害
Blood is our life.
血是我们的生命。
She was losing blood for 12 years.
她有十二年一直在失血。
She spent everything she had on doctors.
她将她所有的一切都花在医生那里。
We read that in the book of Mark.
我们在马可福音有读到这个。
And she was very incapacitated and weak.
她非常的软弱，没有能力。
And you can't keep losing blood and keep strong.
你不可能一直在失血，却还保持很强壮。
And you can't keep losing blood and stay alive.
你也不可能一直失血，却还继续活下去。
She was in a serious condition.
她在一个很严重的情况里。
But she'd already been to all the doctors.
但是她早就看过所有的医生了。
And none of them could help her.
没有一个医生能够帮助她。
I presume they all tried.
我想那些医生一定都努力过。
Because if they couldn't help her, she could help them.
因为如果医生没有办法帮助这个女的，这个女人也会帮助他们。
Some doctors believe in that.
有的医生相信这样子。
If I can't help you, then you help me.
如果我没有办法帮你的话，那你帮我。
So she lost all her money.
所以她就损失了所有的钱。
And so, one day, she heard that this strange, strange.Man was coming through her town.
所以有一天，他听到了这个陌生人要经过他的城。
He wasn't stopping there.
他没有要在那里停留。
You're not like Benny Hinn going to stay 3 days.
不是像 Benny Hinn 要在这里停留
两天。He was just passing through.
他只是经过而已。
But she heard that.
但是这女人听说了。
And she must have heard also that she'd done strange miracles.
他一定也听见过耶稣行了很奇特的神迹。
He was a man that was so different from everybody else.
他是一个跟其他的人都很不一样的人。
Because some miracles were so great that everybody knew about them.
因为有一些神迹太伟大了，每一个人都知道。
And something within her.
这个女人里面有一点东西。
Said, this man can help me.
他里面有一样东西，就是说这个人可以帮助我。
I don't know what miracle she heard that made her believe that.
我不晓得他到底听到了什么神迹，使他有这样的相信。
Maybe when he healed the paralytic that came down through the roof.
或许是当耶稣医好了那个从屋顶上坠下来的瘫子。
I think many towns heard about that.
我想很多镇上的人都听说了这个事情。
I mean that was a big thing in a town to tear somebody's roof off and let a paralyzed man down and then have the paralyzed man healed.
在一个镇上听到这样的事情，就是他们把屋顶都拆了，让一个摊子从屋顶上下来，然后呢摊子又得了医治，这是一件大事。
Lots of people must have known that because we still know that.
这个一定有很多人知道，因为我们到现在都还知道。
Maybe she heard about turning the water into wine.
或许她也听说了耶稣把水变成酒的事情。
Maybe she heard about him healing the leper.
或许她也听说了耶稣医好麻风病人。
Or the blind eyes.
或是医好了瞎眼的。
I don't know what she heard.
我不晓得这女人听到的是哪一件。
But she heard enough that she thought this man can heal me.
但是她听到的足以使她认为说这个人能够医好我。
Now she'd already run out of money visiting doctors.
她早就看医生把钱都用光了。
So you didn't have a chance to, well, I'll try another doctor.
所以她已经没有机会说我再去试试看另外一个医生吧。
She went to the piggy bank and it was empty.
她去找她的存钱筒，结果那存钱筒已经空了。
She looked at her bank account and that was empty.
她看她的银行的账户也空
了。So she didn't even try to go and talk to this doctor.
所以他没有甚至去尝试跟那个医生讲话。
She would have to get it on the free side.
他必须要免费来的。
She'd have to kind of sneak up behind him.
他必须偷偷的再走到他的后面。
But she had a strange belief.
但是他有一个很奇怪的信念。
And that was,
就是
that in this man, there dwelt a power.
就是这个人的身上居住了一个能力。
It was in him.
那个能力是在他的里面的。
All she would have to do is just touch the border of his garment.
这女人需要做的事情只是摸着他衣服的边而已。
And he was so full of it.
那耶稣就这么的充满了能力。
That even his clothes.
甚至他的衣裳。
Would be full of it.
甚至他的衣裳都会充满了能力。
I don't know how she believed that.
我不晓得这女人为什么会这样子相信的。
But I've seen, no, I haven't. I haven't seen any. I have heard.
但是我听说过。
Of many, many people healed, by a garment or a handkerchief or something of that nature.
有许多人就是因着衣服或者是手帕之类的东西得医治的。
I've had many people bring to me a handkerchief to pray for.
有很多人都把手帕拿来给我要我在手帕上祷告。
Or bring to me a shirt.
或是把带衣服给我。
Or some garment.
或是怎么样的布。
And have a loved one that's very ill and cannot come.
他们有很爱的人生病的没有办法来。
And they'll ask me to pray.
所以他们就叫我祷告。
And I have done so.
我也这样做了。
And then I hear they're healed.
然后我听说他们就得医治了。
That's why I said I never see it because it's over there someplace.
就像我讲的，我从来没有看见过，因为是在某一个地方的。
But the next day they come and testify.
但是第二天他们就来做见证。
Because it says they did that with Paul.
因为圣经有讲，他们对保罗也是这样子。
And it says it didn't say he prayed over them incidentally.
是没有讲说他不是为那个人祷告。
But when they touched his body.
而是当他们摸着他的身体。
The Holy Ghost, the anointing of the Spirit,
圣灵还有圣
so powerful,
圣灵的恩膏这么有能力
that will stay in the cloth.
那个恩膏能力就会停留在布上
Don't ask me how.
你不要问我这是怎么样子的
I know perfume can do that.
我知道香水能够这样子做
So I guess it's no miracle that the power of God can do that.
所以我想神的能力能够这样做这不是奇迹
AndShe believed that there was so much power in this man that even his clothes.
这女人相信耶稣身上有这么大的能力，甚至她的衣裳也有。
She didn't plan to have any interview with him.
她不打算跟耶稣有任何的会面。
She didn't plan to ask him for any medicine because she didn't have any money anyway.
她也不打算要有任何的医药，反正她也没钱了。
And I think one reason she came from behind because she was out of money.
我想他从后面来的原因之一是因为他已经钱用
光了 And we all know that doctors don't work without money.
我们知道医生若是没有钱的话医生不会做事的
Well, unless they're friends.
除非是朋友
Or unless they're doing a work of charity.
除非他们是在做慈善的事情
Sometimes they will.
有时候他们会的
But most of us count on being able to pay the doctor bill.
但是大部分医生都会希望我们能够付账单的
But the Bible says she ran out of money.
但是圣经讲这个女人已经没有钱了
But fortunately she still believed
但是幸好她仍然相信
That this man had a power
她相信这个人有能力
A healing power
有医治的能力
A beneficial power
她是有对人好的能力
A good power
是好的能力
A power that could help her
这个能力能够帮助她
Doctors couldn't help so it must have been pretty deep and pretty serious
医生没有办法帮忙所以这问题一定很深很严重的
She didn't consider how difficult it might be
这女人她没有想这问题或许是多么的困难
She didn't take into consideration that this is not a superficial thing this goes way deep in my body
她也没有想到说这是一个表面的事情这是在我的身体里面很深的问题
But as far as her mind was working power is power
但是就她的想法来讲能力就是能力
and healing power is healing power
医治的能力就是医治的能力
and she didn't try to figure out how it was going to heal her
她也没有试着去要解释说她要怎么样得医治
she just saw that here was a man that could do something
她所看到的只是这边有一个人她能够做这件事情
and if he can do it for that one he can do it for this one
如果她能够为那一位做也能够为我这一位来做
if he can heal a leper he can heal me
如果她能够医好麻风病人她也能够医治我
if he can heal a blind man he can heal me
如果她能够医治瞎子她就能够医治我
and I don't know where she got that revelation
我不知道这女人从哪里得着了这样的启示
Because I'm sure she touched lots of people, nothing ever happened.
因为我相信这女人她也摸过了很多人，从来没有事情发生。
I'm sure she touched many garments, nothing ever happened.
我相信这女人也摸过很多的衣裳，但是从来没有发生任何事。
But she had a revelation that God was in this man.
她有一个启示，就是神在这个人的身上。
Because only God could do those things.
因为只有神能够做这些事。
And he was so much in this man, so strong in this man,
而他在这个人的里面这么强，这么多
so filled this man,
这么充满这个人
that even his clothes would be that way.
甚至他的衣裳也是那样子。
And she said to herself,
这个女人她就对自己说
You know, it's good to have a talk with yourself sometimes.
你知道有时候跟自己讲话是好的。
Sometimes we talk to ourselves, but we talk the wrong way.
有时候我们对自己说话，但是说话的方式却错了。
We say, "Oh, nothing going to happen."
我们说，哎呀，没有事情会发生的。
No use me going there.
啊，我去那里没有用了。
If he prays for me, nothing's going to happen.
如果他为我祷告，也没有事情会发生啊。
That's the wrong way to talk to yourself.
这是跟你自己讲话，但是方式不对了。
She didn't talk herself out of faith. She talked herself into it.
这女人跟自己讲话，没有失去信心，反而产生了信心。
If I can just get close enough to touch the hem of his garment, I'll get healed.
只要我能够够靠近，摸着他衣裳的穗子，我就会得医治。
She hadn't listened to a great sermon on faith.
这个女人没有听过有关信心的一大篇的讲道。
She hadn't read any books on how to get healed.
她也没有读过任何书讲要说怎么样得医治。
I don't know how she knew that.
我不晓得她是怎么知道的。
Unless maybe God himself put that in there.
或许神是神自己把那信心放在里
面。I wouldn't guarantee it, but I kind of think he did.
我不敢担保，但是我想神是这样子做的。
And she believed it.
所以这女人就相信了。
Now the next problem.
接下来的问题。
How to get there?
怎么样到那里呢
？Remember, she'd been sick for 12 years.
要记得她已经病了十二年。
She was a strong, robust woman that could just plunge through the crowd.
她不是一个身体很强壮、很有精力的女人，就能够这样从群众中间这样子给打过去。
Besides, in that culture, women were second-class citizens.
而且在他们的文化里面，女人是次等公民。
And for her to push through the crowd, you can imagine how some of those people would react.
如果她要在群众中推挤过去的话，你可以想象有些人会有怎么样的反应。
Because it was a great crowd.
因为那里有很多人。
And she'd have to push her way through.
她必须拼命地挤过去。
And I'm sure she tried.
我相信她努力了。
But when she started elbowing her way through,
但是她开始用手肘这样子推挤过去。
Elbows would come back at her stronger.
别人的手肘会更强地打到她。
It seems to me the way it all worked, that she got down on her hands and knees and crawled through.
我觉得她用的方法是，她就这样子跪下来，用手肘、用膝盖这样子爬过去的。
Sometimes it's easier to crawl through legs than to push through elbows.
有时候你要从脚下面爬过去，比用手肘来推走过去要容易。
And besides, she wouldn't draw as much attention.
而且她这样就不会引起太多的注意。
But she had to work herself through the crowd.
但是她必须自己很努力地穿过群众。
And that didn't discourage her.
这个并没有让她灰心。
That's strange too.
这也很奇怪。
I mean, after you get halfway through, what's the use?
当她走到一半的时候，她会说：“这有什么用呢？”因为耶稣还继续地在走，每个人都在移动。
He didn't stop and call her.
耶稣并没有停下来叫她。
She didn't call to him.
这女人也没有喊耶稣。
She didn't want to call his attention.
她并不想要引起人的注意。
She didn't want him even to see her.
她甚至不想要耶稣看见她。
She didn't want to tell him what her trouble was either.
她也不想要告诉耶稣她的问题是在哪里。
So she was trying to get there.
所以她在试着要到那里去。